Hi, my name's Bart. I have no business behind the microphone, especially late on Cinco de Mayo. In the background, you're hearing Howard Stern in Las Vegas. Howard's funny sometimes, sometimes he's not, but he's pretty good when he's in Vegas. In Vegas, he's less outrageous. In Vegas, you better watch what you say, because someone will slap down 50,000 as they prove it. But his shows in Vegas are pretty good. He's got a lot of guest stars, a lot less of the fart jokes and all that. He's a little more show business oriented. So if you like Howard or if you like Las Vegas, that's some entertaining stuff. He's over at the Hard Rock. And him and his celebrity friends and his panel and all that, they're playing blackjack for 500 a hand, 1,000 a hand. It's kind of like Bill Bennett, but they're just penny ante. One other thing. They're at the Hard Rock in Las Vegas. I assume E and the Hard Rock are picking up the tab. It would be real nice if Bart and the gang got big enough to go to... It'd be real nice if Bart and the gang got bit in... It would be nice if Bart and the gang got big enough to go to Las Vegas and do a week at the Hard Rock and have them pick up the tab. That would be cool. Matter of fact, Stern's doing 3 weeks. The next 3 weeks, he's in Vegas. Lucky bastard. Okay, so today's phone calls. Here we go. Let's start off with Fawn Otter. He does great work. Check this out.
This is Fawn Otter from the Carolina foothills, where local Republicans are finally sobering up after celebrating Rick Santorum's brave speech in favor of incest. But that's not the subject of today's Otter Bite. No, not at all. I have nothing against Republicans. It's Republican acts that nauseate me. No, today's comment is on the constant media harping on Bush Minor being like Churchill. Now, I did some research on WWWS, What Would Winston Say? And I found an illuminating quote. If we are all worms, then I am a glowworm. And by comparison with Winnie, Bush is an unpleasant skin disease, also known as ringworm. Those of us old enough to have known Sir Winston Churchill can join in chorus here. Governor Bush, you are no Churchill. For Bart Cop Radio, this is Fawn Otter.
Fawn, that was good. That's the kind of stuff we like. You keep going, dude.
Hey, Bart. This is Janine from Providence, Rhode Island. I just got an email from Mr. James Carville from the Democratic National Committee. He just made a point talking about how the Republicans have a record. They should be afraid to run on, wreck the economy. They've sat on their hands as American families have watched billions of dollars vanish from their hard-earned savings and retirement accounts. That particular line struck me because it seems like Democrats have a long-term view of life, and Republicans are very impatient and short-sighted, whereas Republicans just want tax cuts. Now, now, now. I guess that's it. Keep the hammer swinging and stay away from some bees. Bye.
It is sickening the way the Democrats have allowed the Republicans to steal the economic issues from us. Bush was an idiot. He screwed everything up. His dad was an idiot. He screwed everything up. Reagan was an idiot. He threw the company into the biggest hole since the Depression. And they're claiming they know how to do the economy better than the Democrats. If anyone would ever look at a history book, or hell, read BartCop.com, you'd see the charts and the graphs where employment went up under Clinton and went down under the three of them. All the good stuff went up under Clinton, all the bad stuff went down, and the opposite is true of the Republicans. Yet, because no Democrats speak up, the Republicans lie and say, we're the party that knows what we're doing. And since all of talk radio and cable television is rah-rah, Bush is a genius, people start to believe that shit.
This is Sailor George calling. I just wanted you to know that one night I had a really crazy dream. I dreamed that I saw Rush Limbaugh and Jim Russert wearing socks a la the Red Hot Chili Peppers dancing to the Happy Happy Joy Joy song. I woke up, then I went and threw up. Boy, we're going to have some fun with that.
Hey, Bart, this is Vern from Cleveland wishing you success with the Bart Cop radio show. And I want you to go out there and give that idiot son of an asshole, and I think we all know who I'm talking about, a little bit of hell. And all the people that jerk their knee and jump up and down every time Rush Limbaugh tells them what to do, boycotting the Dixie Chicks and acting like idiots, just give them hell, Bart, and do the best you can. I know I'm going to support you financially as soon as I get a couple more bills paid. I want you to fight and get the big hammer out and nail these idiots. I'm tired of having our country run by right-wing demagogues, and I really look forward to Bar Cop Radio. Okay, peace.
Peace? Which cell of Al-Qaeda are you with? Thank you for the call, Vern. Yes, the big Bar Cop hammer is coming. And remember, it might not be too pretty, but boy, it's going to be here and it's going to hit hard. Maybe even get a little shock and awe out of it.
Bart, Clarence Swinney, Burlington, North Carolina. Eric Campbell is absolutely correct. We need a pit bull who will yell, "Draft dodging deserter." In North Carolina, the school teachers will not get their $1,800 bonus promised from Leave No Child Behind because of a cut. They've earned it, they were promised it, but they won't get it. Also, they're not proposing to charge for riding the school bus. Thanks, Bart.
Yes, the Bush assault on America and working class families continues. The super tax cuts he's piling on to his rich friends are getting bigger and bigger. Unemployment's going through the roof. The country's spiraling into the toilet. Nobody seems to care. As long as he's not having sex, then the country's happy. All that peace and prosperity was overrated anyway. By the way, Clarence, you need to send me some email. I still want to plug some of that stuff from a few phone calls back, but I have no way to reach you unless you reach me. Thanks.
Hey, Bart. This is Brew from the Daily Brew. Just listened to your latest batch of calls and thought I'd give you my take myself. We've got to wake up to the fact that, you know, the last three elections we've won the majority vote, and the Republicans have noticed that too, at least the smart ones, and what they figured out is that they cannot win fairly. And what that means is they're going to cheat. Their ideas don't sell with the population. The American public has rejected them for 12 years in a row, and the only way they're going to get in office is to cheat. And so the main thing we have to do is to get those Diebold voting machines opened up so that we can check the results, because if we can't check the results, guess what? It's Republican majority forever. Anyway, keep up the great work. I'm really looking forward to Bar Cop Radio. Take care. Bye-bye.
Always good to hear from my good friend, The Brew. He was an attendee at both of the fests last year. Appreciate that. The problem we're going to have with this Diebold and the voting machines is you and I can't bring it up. The Democrats are going to have to want to win an election before anything can happen. If the Democrats stand up and say, our exit polling showed 55-45 our way and the other guy won, we think there's a problem, we think there's a faulty machine, it could be nice to start out with faulty instead of rigged, and just demand it. I mean, the idea that we're going to have a contest and the results cannot be verified, that's stupid. Christ, you wouldn't, in a football game, in a baseball game, you got a replay, you have a chance to look at it and see, did the guy touch the plate, did the ball go out of bounds? But when it's only something as trivial as the national direction we're going to be headed, no, why would we want to verify that? But you and I can't fix it. The Democrats are going to have to. And perhaps when it gets down to there's only 100 Democrats left, maybe out of that group, a few of them will want to survive enough to say, hey, let's count the votes. But hell, they didn't care in 2000. In 2000, they were wanting their turkey more than they wanted the right to vote. So I don't know. A big change is going to have to happen to the Democratic Party. We're going to have to get some fight back in it.
Hey, Bart, this is Monkey Fister from calling you from Tennessee. Listen, I'm getting really tired of Republicans saying, oh, well, Bush inherited this this recession from Clinton. Well, you know, I decided to do a little bit of research into recessions and depressions over the years. Went to whitehouse.gov and did a little research into presidential history. This is what I found out, Bart. Great Depression 1891 was caused by corporate scandal in West and a drought in the West. The presidents responsible are all Republicans. Hayes, Garfield, Arthur, and Cleveland, who was a Republican under the mugwumps, and the billion dollar president, Harrison, who made it worse by not aiding farmers, expanding military spending, and destroying the surplus. The Great Depression in 1929 was brought on also by corporate scandal and a Western drought, preceded by Taft and Wilson and presided over by Coolidge and Hoover, all four of them Republicans. The recession of 1978, caused by corporate scandal, overspending by the military, were preceded by Republicans Nixon and Ford. Carter fixed the recession by adding 8 million jobs. This recession which is directly caused by corporate scandal by Enron, WorldCom, Arthur Andersen, et al., all Republican supporters, is directly attributable to Bush's tax cuts. So anyone who says that, a Republican has inherited the bad economy practices of a Democratic president, and that's the excuse for a recession or a depression, is full of crap as far as I'm concerned. Every depression or recession that we have had...
Damn, he was just getting on a roll there, too. One thing, I don't think we can hold the Republicans responsible for the droughts, but we can hold them responsible for failing to deal with the droughts. Also, there seems to be two main schools of thought on the economy. One is that you give all your wealth to the richest people and hope that they might hire somebody. The other one is you spread it around a little, like Clinton did. He taxed the upper 1.5% of the richest Americans, used that money to pay towards the debt, and that lowered interest rates, which meant banks were in a better position to loan money to the small businessman, so they were able to hire. And employment goes up, and everybody makes more money. When everybody makes more money, now they can buy cars, they can buy refrigerators, they can go on vacations. It's so simple. If I can grasp that with my small IQ, I don't understand why there's still a debate. You can look at any of the charts and the graphs. When a Republican's in, everything turns to shit. When a Democrat's in, things get better. And then Republicans stand there and say, our ideas work and yours don't. And the media says, they're right. And America says, oh, okay. And they vote for the idiot that's going to steal their money. There's not a person in America making less than $100,000 who is better off now than they were before Bush stole the election. That's a fact. But if you're in the upper class, sure, Bill Gates, he's doing better. He got a big refund. Enron, Kenny Boy, everybody, all those people, they got lots of big refunds. They're all living high on the hog. Everything's great. The only thing better than having $5 billion is having $6 billion. But the little Negro kids, if they can't make it, hey, screw them. They're black. They didn't try hard enough. If they wanted to be successful, they could be another Tiger Woods. If they just don't want it bad enough, that's the Republican philosophy. And that stinks.
Hey, Bart, this is Boyd out in Seattle. Just wanted to give you kudos in general for all your efforts, and I wish you good luck specifically for Bart Top Radio. I'm a longtime follower of your activities there, and I've known of you since Prodigy, the old Prodigy days, and I was wondering if you could recall in your own words the whole story there with Charles Ford. I remember we actually discussed it once in the chat room briefly. I think your listeners would get a kick out of that. Okay, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
There's a term they use in court. It's called best evidence. That means if we're talking about a document, don't bring in a copy. Don't bring in a fax. Don't bring in someone to recall what they thought the document might have said. You bring in the document. So in that spirit, let me announce that we have the Liddy file where we tricked him into calling a couple of our political opponents gay. As I've said many times, you call me gay, I don't care. But you call a Republican gay and they will hate you. They will hunt you down. This was back in 1995, and I had a little tape recorder at work, and these two guys, one was Charles Ford, the other one was something Fitzpatrick, and every time I try to back them into a corner and say, you know, is this true, is it not true, A or B, yes or no, let me answer the question, and I'll beat you up with my little Bart Cop quiz, and they would always refuse to answer the question. So I got even. I sent a fax to Liddy saying, this is from Charles Ford and whatever Fitzpatrick, and we are two gay men who like Republicans, and except we're, you know, this gay bashing thing worries us, and Liddy read the facts on the air, and that was the longest I'd ever laughed continuously, I guess, in my life. I laughed for about 2 hours and got a real monster headache out of the deal. If you've ever laughed straight for 2 hours, it is torture, because you can't stop laughing no matter what you do. And it hurts, and it just keeps going. It multiplies. Anyway, that's coming up. I don't have my hands on it this second, but I've seen it in the last 10 days. It's on one of the, I've got 10 or 15, 20 CDRs that say Bart Cop Radio stuff on them. It's on one of there, and I know the file name starts with Liddy, so I'm sure I'll be able to find it. So look forward to hearing that.
Bart, you sound just like I thought you would. I'm calling from Iowa. Love your website. Take a look at this Santorum guy. He used to be with a company called International Signals and Controls in Pennsylvania. Was up to his ears in Iran-Contra stuff, ship missiles, stuff like that to Iran and Iraq. Pretty cool, huh? Maybe you ought to post something about that. Do some digging with your huge staff. Joke. Let us know.
I must confess, I don't know a lot about Scarborough other than he murdered the girl. Perhaps if someone else has some information on Scarborough, they could forward that to us. I know he deserves whatever we give him, so let's give him hell.
Hey, Bart Cop. Hey, look, man, I've been looking at your website for probably over a little bit of a year. I'm going to try and send you a little bit of a donation, dude. Keep the big hammer swing. My name's Chuggum, by the way, and occasionally I make it up in Tulsa, and I'd gladly buy you a shot of tequila. Later on, Bart. Bye-bye.
Chuck, I appreciate the offer, but as a rule, I don't do a lot of the social stuff. I think I've only done that once. I went to Oklahoma City earlier this year to meet up with Bob, but Bob was a special case. Bob drove to both fests, and when he asked if I'd want to get together for a little dinner, there's no way I can tell him no. So I do appreciate the offer. I'm not trying to be Marlene Dietrich or anything, but I realize I'm not Johnny Carson. I'm not David Letterman. I'm not Howard Stern, but like those three, I really prefer staying in the cave than socializing. But what the hell, there's always a chance in the future he might have some kind of fest. Maybe we could get together then.
Hey, Bart, Mark H. from Rhode Island. Listen, you don't seem to be taking a stand on the Dems that are lined up to oppose the idiots, so I'm gonna give you my take here. So far, of these guys, Shopton, he's pretty funny, but he's a nut. I know you agree with this. I don't trust anyone who's so involved in religion. I think that rules out Lieberman as well. Gephardt seems like a pandering weasel. I don't know. I just don't trust anyone who doesn't have eyebrows. Kachunik, whatever the hell his name is, he seems like a cross between Ross Perot, Mike Dukakis. We need to lose this little guy fast. Mosley Brown, very bright. I like her. But she's black. She's female. Ugh, I hate to say it, but the Republicans are going to open up a can of whoop-ass on her. Edwards is good, but it's not his time. Looks like he's about 13 years old. The old guy from Florida, Graham, I thought he was dull for a while when I first saw him. He's gone. That leaves Kerry and Dean, and so far I like them both. They both seem like fighters, and that's what we need. I think Kerry's more electable, so let's gun for, we'll see what everybody agrees with, but let's gun for Kerry with Dean as VP, and use Dean as the attack dog. He's got nothing to lose. We need a pit bull. He's not going to back down when they when attacked by the Bush minions, and attack they will. Anyway, that's just my thoughts. I'd love to hear yours. Take care.
We have to worry about which one of these guys is going to say the stupidest thing between now and, say, next August. A week or so ago, Howard Dean said something to the effect that we need to prepare for a time when the United States is not the superior military power on Earth. And, of course, Kerry jumped all over him. And, yeah, I mean, it was an extra stupid thing to say. And maybe it's good to get it out now, so far away from the election. But, yeah, these 9 or 10, they're going to fight it out. And I agree, Carol Mosley Braun is not going anywhere. Al Sharpton is not going anywhere. Fox is going to give Sharpton a show to raise his visibility so they can get enough blacks to vote for him to split the Democratic vote so their emperor can have another term. Then all this is conjecture over whether or not we're even going to get an election. And if we get an election, if the Diebold machines are in charge, who cares? But, yeah, I'd like to see the 9 of them fight it out. And I, on the whole, agree with you. I'd like to see, as far as what we have right now, I'd like to see Kerry on top and Dean supporting him. But you have to remember, this is a little like asking someone in the second inning, who do you think is going to win the ball game? It's just too early to tell.
Oh, I just wanted to call and say I found your website a couple months ago. Really like it. For some reason, I can't email you. It's not working on my computer. Don't know why. Anyway, I just wanted to say I enjoy the humor. I go mostly for the political, not that much into entertainment. But anyway, and I still have no idea who the heck Shirley is, but I'm sure I'll find out one of these days. Obviously a music star somewhere. Anyway, just wanted to let you know. And, yeah, I've been reading what people write, and I agree with them. Give it all the bite you got. Oh, and just so you know, local radio said liberals would make, they just couldn't do a radio show. Just wouldn't work. No, they're not, it just wouldn't work. They don't have any humor, all that stuff. So maybe hopefully you'll prove them wrong, because I'm finding pretty good humor on the websites anyway. So why aren't they on the radio? Okay, thanks, bye.
interesting point you bring up. I've whined about this several times in the past, but I've never gotten any kind of feedback as far as instant. I mean, you know, a stand-up comedian, he tells a joke, and if nobody laughs, that joke comes out of the act. If he tells a joke and the place just falls apart and people fall on the floor holding their sides laughing, then he makes that the cornerstone of his act. What I hear is either you suck or you're great, and there's not a lot of detail to hone the message there. But we expect to be funny, and if we're not, we will do shots until we are. It's pretty much that simple.
Hi, Bart. This is Matt Zog again. I thought you might get a kick out of this. I was just fixing a printer for an older fellow, and he asked me how much I owed him, and I told him I just had to work out the tax. And he said, screw that. I don't want to pay tax. Doofus can get his own damn money. I said, here, here. All right. Have a good day, Bart. Keep swinging that thingamajig that you swing. Bye.
Bart, you're the best. Jim from Iowa again. Just a thought. This Michael Savage, do you suppose we should call him Michael Wiener, which is his real name, or would that be too much an insult to Wieners?
I think there's an interesting parallel between Michael Wiener and the Vulgar Pig Boy. When I first heard the Vulgar Pig Boy on the air, he was, I thought, real radical and real crazy and maybe even a little dangerous. And then when he got his failed TV show started, he just pretty much was the goofy clown. I just thought it was striking, the difference between the radio rush and the TV rush. Savage's Wiener is pretty new. About a month ago, I heard him talking about anyone who's protesting against the war ought to be jailed. And you're thinking, my God, what is Bush's America coming to? And then I caught some of his act on MSNBC. And like Rush, he turned into a total buffoon. He was talking about, we don't want to get our war advice from somebody like Janine Garofalo. I mean, it was just stupid and petty and childish. And I mean, God, this Michael Wiener, he was just, I mean, he sat there and said Garofalo. He did it again and again over and over. And I felt sorry for the guy. It's like, can't somebody help this man? But on the radio, you think, my God, if people listen to this man and they start to follow his advice, if they start jailing or not even protesters, but jailing those who disagree, now is time to panic. Now is time to own guns. Trust me. So those are the phone calls for today. I need to do more of them. We've got probably 30 or 40 backed up and in the pipeline. I'll get to those real quick. But meanwhile, continue calling 918-493-1500. It's an easy number to remember for you Democrats.